This is CliffCentral.com.
That's a very nice version of that with Kid Ink, Omi, and Cheerleader. Nice for a Monday morning. Let's all take a big deep breath, shall we? Don't you feel better? I've got this app on my phone. It's called Breathe.
Oh,
I know it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it does sound ridiculous.
Just give me a second to explain. We don't breathe properly.
Yes, we do.
We always get all caught up in nonsense and people don't take a second to breathe. I know that it seems that your body should just do this. Some of us don't do it properly, though.
What's properly?
You got to sometimes just stop and for a minute take some deep breaths, regulate that heart rate, get enough oxygen to all your cells. I'm telling you, it'll help you.
In through the nose, out through the mouth, right?
Yes.
Is that still the correct way of doing it?
Damn it, Mabali, I've told you a million times. Come on. Let us all calm down and take a big deep breath. Every couple of hours, this thing tells me to take a big deep breath. And you know what? It helps. I'm a lot calmer, a lot less aggressive, a lot less mean. Oh?
Yeah, yeah.
Disagree?
No, carry on, carry on.
This would be rich coming from you, by the way. Yeah. All right. It's just after 8 o'clock. It's Monday morning. We finally got a little bit more than a little bit of rain over the weekend. And I'm delighted to have in the studio Tseppi Vundla, who I've been watching you on Twitter lately. I've been seeing what you're up to.
You happy or what?
You look really good. Have you got the sunglasses on because you had a heavy weekend or because you have eye
like
problems?
Oh,
come
like
on.
That.
Take those off. Let me look at
oh,
you.
Oh my goodness. I have makeup on.
You look gorgeous.
Huh? Thank you.
Yeah. Is this the first time we've met properly?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Always run into you here, but it's always like in the passage quite quick.
Yeah, you're always busy with all these other shows. I suddenly thought the other day, if we don't talk to you and get to know you properly, I'm going to feel like I'm missing out on something.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, let's start off because mm-hmm. you're exactly the right person to help us understand the highs and lows of the mamas over the weekend.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, first of all, were you there?
Yes, I was. There.
So you got first-hand oversight over some of these terrible and wonderful outfits.
Something like that.
Like Unati was showing me yesterday mm-hmm. Some of the outfits. She showed me a picture of Kanyin Bar's whole ass sticking up. The whole of the left buttock, even a bit of the crack,
yeah.
Maybe even asshole was a bit in this picture.
Yeah, but I mean, if anybody's going to show you her ass, it has to be Kanye, right?
Right.
Yeah. She looks phenomenal. Her body's insane.
I saw her from a distance because I got there late.
So you didn't actually see the asshole.
No, I didn't see her goodies.
Okay, but tell me what you thought of the outfit. I mean, let's have a discussion here. I know you're a very honest person. And by the way, Kanye, if you're listening, she does occasionally pay attention because I've got messages from her. We are not attacking you personally. It's just an interesting take on these outfits. So nobody get upset by what we're about to say. Tell me about that outfit. And if you have a picture of it, please show my body.
Yeah, I'm actually having a look.
I know. I will also look for the picture here.
On a feed on Instagram.
Look, it's not a bad ass, I got to say.
No, her body is insane.
She's got a gorgeous body.
Yeah. No.
It's insane. I think I would have removed the faux fur throw.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it really was because it was a lot. So, but it was daring.
But the butt is fine. Like you,
I haven't seen the butt picture, guys. Yes, clearly, I was sleeping on Black Twitter.
No, you are missing out. That's there's at least half of the total ass in the picture. All right. So who? Because people really went. They dressed to the nines for this thing. Let's start with Bonang. Everybody was talking about Bonang. Like 200,000 outfit changes.
I just liked her wine dress.
Which one did you like?
It was the first dress she wore on stage. The was blue, gold, and black. Had the stripes. That was my favorite, but I didn't like the rest of her looks.
Oh.
Yeah, the worst one was the green dress, actually.
Oh, controversial. You didn't like the green?
No, like, no shade. Like, I love B and everything, but I just felt it wasn't her, really.
Are you one of the people who subscribes to this theory that maybe she was always going to be the host?
Actually, I was actually thinking about
ready?
It yesterday.
It's, like, it's impossible.
And the stylist was already here. I
from
think
New
she
York?
Knew from, yeah.
Yuck.
I think she knew from last week or something.
Okay.
Which means Trevor may never have actually been booked to host the event. It was all hype.
I saw people saying it was all to get ticket sales to go as swiftly as possible.
Yeah, that's what I thought also.
Now, tell us about the vibe there and then, because none of us were there. Mubs and I, Mub Ali was, of course, invited, front row tickets, helicopter to drop her off, all that stuff, but she couldn't be bothered at these events. She hates them. What was it like? Describe the atmosphere.
I got there late. So
why, Seppi? Why? Are you very important that you only arrived?
No, I actually had a shoot. I was shooting a TV show.
Oh, so you were working?
Yes, I was working. So I got there at 8:30. There was traffic and everything. So I missed the red carpet. The vibe was okay. Actually, was there for future more than anything.
Yeah.
It was okay. It wasn't like amazing or anything.
And were you happy with what future came in? Brought to the country.
I actually took off my heels and I was on the chair in my dress.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You didn't care what people thought.
No, I actually don't care.
You were there to have a fun time.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, the other hosts were kind of awkward, but I think Wenang should have hosted by herself.
Now, a lot of people were saying that. Yeah. Because I think she was alongside Nomza Mombata and I don't know who else.
Yemi something.
And people were saying it was unnecessary. She could have handled it all by herself.
I agree.
All right, I'm going to go straight to our listeners here who are very, very infatuated with you, just like me.
Thank you.
So first of all, here is Sia who says, Tseppi, why are you snapping and driving? That is very dangerous.
I snap at traffic lights. I don't snap and actually.
Not while you're moving.
Yes.
But do you sometimes, you're busy snapping and the traffic light changes?
That's happened before and then I get hooted behind me. I'll stop. I know it's a bad habit.
Very dangerous. People are worried about your safety. Then Tayana says, Tseppi, where is KTV?
KTV's around. We're just both so busy. We actually shot together on Friday. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. So what's happening there?
Actually, it's not a real thing. It's just my friend Kay Naomi and people just call us KTV.
Oh, okay. The two of you together.
Yes.
Tseppi Vundla is our guest this morning. We're talking to her about everything and anything. She's just hanging with us. We're at the moment going through some of the mamas. You've got your own business. You are a fashion stylist, personal shopper, wardrobe organizer. You've got a whole bunch of people who help you do this.
I do everything myself.
And you're busy. No, come on. You've got staff.
I promise
right?
you, I don't
you
have staff?
Staff.
No, I don't. My mom reminds me when I have events and stuff, but I do everything myself.
Really?
Yeah.
A one-woman show. A one-woman team.
I thought you had a whole team of people because you're
so
busy.
I wish.
Wow. And you've done a lot of TV stuff, so people will know you from TV. Mm-hmm. They'll know you. What I'm amazed by is, you know, that we see all these students protesting, for example, about varsity and getting degrees and things. And you, like me, are a varsity dropout.
Yes.
And you've made a success of yourself.
We're all varsity dropouts.
You are too much.
We're all varsity dropouts.
Yeah, it took my dad a while to get over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is your dad Mfundi Vund?
No.
Okay. How are you related to him at all?
Yes, I am. He's my uncle.
Oh.
He's my dad's older brother.
What a guy that is.
Yeah.
He is the powerhouse of South African drama.
Mm-hmm.
Mfundi Vundla basically is the brains behind Generations and a number of other soap operas and some other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really balling? I mean, he's got tons of cash, right? Like if you went to him and said, I need to employ 23 other people with this fashion business, he'd say to you, just check in the petty cash. In fact, the bottom drawer of my desk in my study is just loaded with dollars.
Oh my goodness. I don't know, actually.
No?
I don't know.
Are you guys close?
Well, I see him at family lunches, greets.
Isn't he impressed with what you've done?
Actually, I'm not sure if he knows what I do.
What?
Yeah.
You're a successful young woman. You've made a name for yourself. People know who you are, right?
It's not a discussion at family events or anything.
You got a couple of thousand followers on Twitter. That's going to be more than he has. I mean, he may be successful in old school terms, but in new school terms, you're the one, right? Listen, I got a boast for you on behalf of the whole Vundla family. Listen to this. You've got three brothers and four sisters.
Yes.
None of these people is a failure.
We're all hard workers. That's how we're raised.
There's a lot of pressure in this family.
Yes.
Tsepiso is a key account manager for Vodacom Blue Bulls. Ben will be excited to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Zizwe is a lawyer. Cindy's an executive director in an IT company.
Mm-hmm.
Kim is an IT buff.
Yeah.
Ketiwe is the director of a company that trades FMCG. I don't even know what that is. FMCG and agri commodities. Do you?
No, I don't. Actually, I have to ask them what they do.
Who have I left out here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bat.
Bat, what does Bat do?
He's a filmmaker.
Film. Mubs, there's no weak link in this family.
No. And also very diverse fields, you know, in terms of career choices.
Who do you think is the most successful sibling?
I'd say Zizwe.
Really?
Yeah.
The lawyer, huh?
Actually, her and my dad bought a retail store into the country. So.
Which one? Give it a plug. People can go support.
Zara.
You're kidding me.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, ka-ching, ka-fucking-ching.
Sure.
Wow, these Wundlas, huh? Doesn't Wundla mean piles of cash? Is that what the actual translation is?
No, it doesn't. It means like a hare, as in rabbits. We're just all hard workers.
I knew that, of course. All right, so listen, let's get back to you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to something like the Mamas, you say that you were really just there to see future, but in all honesty, this is also a great showcase. This is the most important place for a lot of people who are trying to look their best. And Mubs said it earlier, you get judged very harshly in social media these days. If you dress extremely well, people talk about it. They take pictures of it. They put you out there. But if you dress badly, they tear you to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So having someone like you on your side, if you're a celebrity,
mm-hmm.
is very helpful.
I guess, but like how I see with what I do, I've decided not to dress celebrities anymore.
Oh, really?
Because they don't like to pay, man. So
just regular people who regular have money. People,
yes. Basically, my parents, Black Book, that's who I focus on right now.
Nice. Just,
so I just view them. I really hope that I actually invest in stylists because I don't think celebrities actually put that much effort in dressing these days. It's quite bad.
Do you agree with Michael Flax that a lot of these celebrities, they roll up in cars that aren't theirs? They wear outfits that they're loaned by big designers.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are actually broke ass, pole ass, slack, lazy sons of bitches who really have nothing going on except that they can draw a lot of attention to an outfit or a car or something else. So they get jewelry and they get all this stuff, but they have to give it back. And we all think they're living these glamorous lives, but your clients have actual money.
Yes.
And they buy the outfits.
Yes.
And they own the things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the real power lies.
Yeah. But it is what it is. But it makes sense because I do have a lot of dresses where I don't wear anymore, where they're just chilling in the wine cellar. So loaning clothes does make sense in that sense, but also you need to pay to be styled by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously, because of social media, so you have to say where you got your dress from. And a lot of people don't like tagging. Like, we also the problem that happened with Pearl Tusi and Austin Malema by not, what was the word? Crediting the photographer. Celebrities don't give credit where it's due. That's also the other problem.
Ooh, sounds like it's hard working for these celebrities. So, why do some people do it? For the exposure?
Maybe they enjoy it or the exposure.
You think some of them like just being close to the celebrities?
I think so, especially one stylist.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds like you've got an axe to grind.
We see the shade.
There's a lot of shade.
That you are threatening to throw here. To cast.
Don't hold out on me here. Come on. Who are we talking about?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Forget it. We'll come back to this just now. I don't think I'm going to forget. What about the celebrities you have worked with? Because in the past you have. Now you don't do so many celebrities, but you used to.
In terms of a few music videos, it's been fun, but like dressing guys is difficult.
Tell me who?
Reason, Altito, Mugs, Pro Kid.
Yeah.
What's difficult about dressing guys?
Because I had to learn to style guys because I'm a girl. So I've always preferred styling women and just their egos. And it's like a whole lot of them in one space and the one asking, why am I dressed better than the other? So it is a bit tricky.
There's a lot of competition, right?
Yes. But it is cool, man.
And some of these people are not very nice about each other. And when they're with their stylist, they probably think they can get away with saying things. I mean, you might be friends with some of these people.
Yeah, I'm cool with them.
Huh.
Yeah, like I was sitting next to Mugs and Altito at the Mamas.
Somebody asked me about JR. What happened there with you and him? There's been a lot of talk about you two.
What?
Yeah.
We're just cool people.
Let me read this to you quickly.
Uh-huh.
Ask Tepi. This is, I want to get it spicy, says Quanelle. Ask Tepi about her hooking up with JR, who is also friends with her ex, Teebs. Now, Teebs is on here often. On cliffcentral.com, right? And on Touch Central now. Yeah. So what's the story there? Is JR, did you hook up with JR?
No, I have not hooked up with JR.
Really?
I've just known him for a long time, just like everyone else.
You promise me?
Promise.
You wouldn't lie to me.
I would not lie to you, Gareth.
All right, you know I love you. I'm going to protect you if anyone says anything shitty about you, but you got to be honest, right?
Promise.
It's like a therapy session.
Right? We're just good people, that's all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Teebs, how's that going? You still talk?
Actually,
you guys were engaged, weren't you?
Yes, we were engaged.
Ooh.
For a year.
I know everything.
Actually, we were at the same birthday party yesterday, and we don't always greet. Sometimes we do greet, sometimes. Yeah, but we don't talk at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just, it's on hold.
Yeah.
As a friendship. There's not even a relationship in question.
Nothing.
Okay. Zero. Mm-hmm. Zero fucks given, basically, between the two of you.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you've been engaged, there was a lot that was put into that relationship. So I can imagine
how long ago was that?
I ended things like in March.
You ended things?
Yes.
Not him?
No.
Is he hurting, do you think, still?
I think so.
Because that's a
hell
of a thing.
He watches me. It's weird.
Oh, on social media, he keeps an eye?
No, I've blocked him everywhere, but...
Oh,
at
really?
At events and stuff.
Since we haven't heard the end of this story, we're going to have to give him right of reply at some point.
It's only right.
Okay, but hang on. It's hard, and I don't want to make this a gossipy thing about you, because this is something a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
When you're actually engaged to get married to someone, there's some sort of commitment that you've made, which could be big or small, depending on how seriously you take any relationship. And I don't know yet what kind of a girl you are in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying yet because, of course, we're going to date after this. But the deal is that to call it off, that's a big move. Did you just wake up in the morning and go, I'm out of here? Or was it something that you'd been building up to?
I think it was like a build up to it.
Did he start annoying you?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any sniff, any hint of another woman?
Yes.
Oh, that would be the nail in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get you. No need to talk anymore about this. Just wink twice if it's a famous woman. Wink three times if it's someone we know.
Oh, gosh. The list is too long, man, Garrett.
Wow. A long list. All right, let's go to some more questions here quickly. This is from Spe. Tseppi, can I taste your juice?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to give my dad this podcast.
No, you better not.
Can I taste your juice?
Yeah, Spe. That's how we know you.
Kanyim Bao is also bleaching her skin from Dladla. Do we agree with that?
Yeah. It's if she wants to, she wants to. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't. You don't do it. But you got a lovely tone of skin there.
Thank you, but I need to wear sunblock.
It's very smooth. And,
thank you, I look after myself.
You do look after yourself. What's your fitness regimen, by the way? Because you're in awesome shape. Huh, Mubs?
No,
did you see her when she walked in here?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I've gained 10 kilograms, girl.
Just let me look at you, please.
Okay, the
you're
ass
so
is
gorgeous.
Cute. The ass is cute.
You are looking so good. That is one fine ass.
Thank you, Gareth. But I start boxing again tomorrow. I need to lose the 10 kilograms I've gained. So.
You do that?
No, you don't.
Yeah, boxing. So I'm going back to that.
Who do you train with? Anyone we know?
Sviso from BFC Bryanston Fight Club.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you any good at this boxing then? Could you defend yourself for real?
I mean, I have three brothers. They taught me how to punch, so.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to know. It's a good thing to learn.
Are your brothers quite protective of you?
Yes, especially the youngest of the three.
Yeah.
Sviso.
Okay.
Strict.
And does he check out all the guys that you have in your life? He vetoes them?
He used to, but like he hasn't met anyone since my call of the engagement.
Okay.
So yeah, but he was always strict. Like he wasn't also happy about Teebs. He's like, he's too old for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This guy is going to have such a hard time listening to this podcast. Yeah. Tseppi, you called K2 the rapper a fuckboy.
Oh, guys, it's a personal joke with K2.
Okay,
relax.
I like K2. This is a very, very decent guy, right? And he was obviously in a very public relationship too.
Yeah.
When he broke up with her, he said he got a lot of heat from her fans, and there was a lot of unhappiness. He was in here the other day, and I just get the feeling he's a very sweet, genuine guy.
He really is. That's what I'm saying. It's like a personal joke because...
But what a horrible, nasty, bitchy thing to say to call him a fuckboy.
Like,
really.
Literally, if you watch my Snapchat, because we both Brutal Fruits ambassadors. So when we have meetings together or like events, like you'll just say like things, like funny things. It's just literally a personal joke. But he really is a really nice guy.
Ever been there?
No.
No?
No.
You don't find him attractive?
No.
You promise me?
Promise, Gareth.
Okay. Just checking. I gotta check. Now, Tsepi from Tabang, can you rate Gareth and Mabali's style this morning?
Oh dear.
Yeah, oh dear indeed.
You know what? It's fine. You can be brutally honest.
Yeah, go on.
I'm not going to hold it against you.
We're strong. I'm wearing sneakers.
Okay, Gareth. Yeah, he's wearing chucks. He's cool. Golf, white golf shirt, jeans.
See, I gotta aim for that sort of... Sometimes I have important meetings, but most of the time I just want to walk around in track pants. It's hard being me. I never know what to do in the morning.
Yeah, you're good. And then I'm like, what are you wearing, my sweetie pie?
I'm wearing sandals.
Oh, yeah,
and then I've
cool.
got black leggings with
a blouse.
Like a shirt. What do they call these things?
It's a blouse.
It's not a shirt dress.
It is plum
colored. Is it long?
It's long.
It's maroon, oxblood, Gareth. It's not plum.
Oxblood, sorry. Such an amateur. All right.
They're good.
All right, so we both look all right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, Tabang,
we look
I hope
presentable.
You're happy.
Yes.
Damn you, Tabang. Why did Catlicious not speak when Tsepi was on Kat and Ari's show? Is there bad blood there?
I also wanted to know, actually, she's actually blocked me on Twitter, and I'm not sure why.
Does anybody know anything about this? Kat's keeping her back to me on this whole issue. She's not looking like she wants to talk. Ari Kelman, I'm going to put you right in the out of the frying pan into the fire here. Do you know anything about what's going on here?
I don't.
Promise me.
I promise you I don't.
Ooh. When did she block you? Or when did you realize she had blocked you?
Because you know on Twitter you can see it, so I think it was some conversation happening on Twitter, and I went to go see the tweet, and I was like, you're blocked from...
Oh.
I'm like, what? Okay. And it was actually the first time I met her when I was here.
Ari, you've got some material for days here. If you play back all the Teebs bits, you could be busy all week. And now with Kat, this could be really exciting. Sure. Okay. So you're not seeing anyone at the moment, huh? Are you? Tell me what you're comfortable saying.
We're going to take that as a yes.
You don't have to...
I'm having fun, Gareth.
Okay, so that means you're just playing around. There are no serious relationships going on.
It's not plural. Don't.
It's one guy.
Yes.
But you're not taking this too seriously.
Mm-mm. No.
Famous?
He works hard.
Okay, but that... So he is famous. I'm going
to
take it.
Yeah. We have to read between the lines.
Is he a rapper?
More than that.
Singer.
More than that.
Famous celebrity singer.
Oh man, Gareth.
Next producer.
Question.
Next is he
question.
A local guy, or is he maybe from some other place?
He's local.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shit, we got to tie this down, Mubs. If we do nothing else this morning, I got to find out who it is.
Well, let me... No, but you see, she's not going to be dropping hints on her timeline.
No, I've learned I'm not having another public relationship.
Okay, I respect that. Because you want to keep it to yourself. Yeah, a little bit of this is private,
people just
right?
think they... I just felt I shared too much with my last relationship. So everyone knew what was happening. I don't want that to happen again.
You see, again, it goes back to that sharing thing that I was saying that we all do, you know, with DJ Khaled Snapchatting the birth
so
of
awkward.
His child. Mm. Like, we feel the need to share absolutely everything. Mm.
So where do you draw the line now? Because this is a tough question. I think a lot of people deal with this. People who are famous, people who are not. You know, how much do you share with the world and how much do you keep to yourself? Because there's something sacred about an actual human connection.
It's been hard for me because I am one of those people that shows everything. This year I start snapping from when I wake up till I go to bed. So you'll see me snapping, fighting with my mom. My mom's telling me to move out.
What's the most personal or private thing you've put out there that you actually afterwards went, oof, I don't know if I should have done that recently?
Recently?
Yeah, something where maybe someone else said something to you like, oh my God, are you sure you should have done that?
No, I'm very careful now. So it's been a while.
Okay, but the one that changed your mind almost
would be my entire relationship, my engagement, like my relationship with Teebs. Like,
were you telling people how you felt every day?
Yeah, like people knew when we were fighting. That was bad.
Oof.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been.
I regret that.
For either of you, that must have been hard, right?
Yeah, and I love subtweeting, so it was bad.
Yeah.
Where do you think that thing comes from, though? That, I mean, I imagine that, you know, growing up in the social media era, it almost seems normal to share every aspect of your life, but then you have to take a step back and remind yourself that, oh, wait, hang on. Yeah. Maybe my followers don't need to know every single thing about me.
I actually care more about the brands that follow me than my followers. Like, I love my followers, but now I have to be like, okay, so Woolworths is following me. I actually need to be careful what I tweet and what I put out there.
How do you know who these brands are that are following? How do you look that up?
Because it shows you.
Do they?
And it gives you notification.
So if I go onto my Twitter now, how do I figure that out?
No, I look at my followers.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll take notes.
Ooh, I just saw Basitsane Khumalo follows me. She's quite powerful.
Yes, she really is.
She's a powerful woman.
Yes.
Do you look up to her?
Yes, I do. And yeah, she's great. She's a great woman.
Tell me about who else you think are the good influencers in media. Like, there are a couple of people who really are leaders in their field when it comes to styling and fashion and all the rest of it. Who in South Africa knows exactly what they're doing?
Definitely Bonang. The fact that she doesn't even respond to any shade thrown at her or just anything. Kanye Lomo.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? There's not that many, man. People are always fighting. Yeah, so it'd be Anbasisana, Kanye Lomo, and Bonang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bonang has had a fair share of controversy. I mean.
Yes, but know. I mean, she doesn't fight back. Like, you know, she doesn't respond to stuff that's said about her or, in, you know, she just handles herself well. Like, she just goes on with life. Like,
she's able to roll over the nonsense.
Yeah, she doesn't pay attention to the stuff said about her.
Do you get really upset and offended when people are mean to you on social media?
Yes, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
What do you mean?
Like, now I'm like, okay, cool, and I just block. Like, okay. Sometimes I used to respond and be like, F you.
You block or do you mute? Because I mute people.
And block.
Ooh. The double whammy.
Yeah.
See, I mute them and then it doesn't bother me because I don't see them. But I've only probably muted about 400 or 500 people.
So
in the whole
my block list is.
Is it long?
Mm. I still don't understand what the difference between blocking and muting is.
This is the best discovery I ever made. I made it in sort of February, March of this year. So before that, I would read anybody who mentioned me, I would see in my mentions. If you mute someone, you don't see them talking at all. But they don't know that you can't see them.
So they will still be tweeting you, thinking that you're seeing everything, but it's not on your timeline.
The best. And I haven't blocked anyone. There's no one blocked.
Really?
Yeah. But as far as they're concerned, that means they think I can see their... But I might have muted them. See? I like that.
Mm.
Isn't that quite cool?
Yeah.
I noticed you tweeting about me a while ago. Yeah, you were saying some nice things about me. Tell my buddy what you said.
She doesn't believe
any woman in the world could be attracted to me.
No,
she knows
I absolutely don't. Huh? But that's because I've known you for so long.
Come on, tell her. Tell her what she said.
I tweeted, I was watching Idols. Yeah, and I was like, I have a crush on Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
See, my buddy, there are people who are attracted
to me. Well, you know what? Maybe now would be a good time for me to like go make myself a cup of coffee and just like... You know, leave you two in the room, right. And then we'll see what happens.
I'm gonna go and sidle up to Tsepi for a little while. Let's have a song, and Mabali can go and she can't believe she needs to take a moment to disengage from the universe, take it all on board that there's someone on Earth who thinks I'm attractive.
Do you want to be the next first lady of the Touchdown?
Touch Central is looking for the first lady of the Touchdown. Simply download the Touch Central app, send us a message through the Touch Central app,
and listen in
every day between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday from the 4th of October till the 4th of November 2016. For more T's and C's, go to the Touch Central website.
TouchCentral.fm.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, yes. Very nice. It's a little Pitbull, Kesha, Timber, some old school for you. I suppose you could call it old school. It's been a while since this song was out there. All right, everybody, we've got a pretty good day to get stuck into today. Tsepi Bundla is hanging with us this morning. How are you, Tsepi? All right?
I am well, and yourself, my love.
Did you have anything for breakfast?
Not
yet, too early.
Grape juice.
Is that it?
Yeah. I have an apple in the car.
I got an apple here for you if you want to share.
Oh, sweet, man.
Thanks, Gareth. You remember how you used to share your lunchbox at school with someone
yes,
you like?
Yes, in primary school.
I got a green apple. Mubs doesn't eat them because she says they're too acidic. That's for you.
Thank you so much, Gareth.
All right, Gwen just said to me that if I go on your Snapchat, I can see the man that you were with at a pool party you were at yesterday. Is that your guy?
No, those are all my friends from high school. It was a surprise birthday party for Amy. And I had a whole lot of exes at that party, so no.
Take that, Gwen.
Yes, Gwen, you're wrong.
Yeah. Tseppi, when, this is from Mawandi, when are you moving out? Your mom really wants you out of that house.
Guys, like, it's actually frustrating me how badly my mom wants me out the house. And I'm like, why?
She can't wait to get you out of this.
Yeah, I spend majority of my money goes to buying clothes because that's my job. I have to look good.
Yes.
And I mean, if you now
have to pay rent.
I mean, really, like, I really want to buy property now, but like, I'm really bad with money, and I know I'm irresponsible. So, like, knowing I have to pay a helper and a washing machine, I'm not ready. Like, unless my parents give that to me, I'll move out.
Tseppi, I wanted to know, in men, what do you look for, and what is your type?
Oh,
I don't have a type. If you look at all my exes, but I need stability. Respect, love.
What kind? Are you only into guys who look good, or do you mind if they're a little overweight? I mean, what's your story there?
I don't have a type. I mean, if you make me happy, I am fine.
Do they need to have cash? They can't be poor, right?
I love gifts. Mm. I love eating good food.
Okay.
And
they
got
to dress well.
They need to have, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, they need to be able to
spoil you.
I mean, you can't go walking around with a slob.
Yeah, that would be savage.
Some guy with marks all over his shirt.
No.
Tseppi was telling me that she once went to the shop in Sandton, and some girl came up to you and said, "Oh my God, you're not as pretty in person," or something.
Yeah, because I wasn't wearing makeup that day. You guys are so mean to me sometimes.
How does that make? I mean, that must really spoil your day. You're there buying some makeup. You're chilling. You're just shopping. Really.
Yeah, it was like 11 a.m. Also, like, I was running errands. Like, I don't always dress up. Like, I'm dressed so chill today. Like, are you going to say I look
cap.
Cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wearing a baseball cap, t-shirt, jeans, and sliders. But, I mean, I do enjoy not dressing up all the time. So, please respect me also.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm human.
Do you sense that occasion? Do you still think about it when you go shopping, that you have to put on makeup and dress up and all that stuff?
No, but I make sure I wake up, like today, just to cover my face.
And sunglasses.
And sunglasses. No, because I had a heavy evening, Gareth.
Yeah. Okay, what time do you get to bed?
1 a.m.
I'm so impressed you made it here on time.
Thank you, Gareth. I'm never late.
There are a lot of people. That's so important, right?
Yeah.
Because the single rudest thing you can do is not pitch up on time.
Yes. I'm always on time, even at events.
We've had supposedly very, very important people.
Yeah.
And they manage to pitch up on time. Mm. And then those B and C grade celebs who really nobody gives a shit about. I invite them in here and they come in with 5 minutes left to the end of the show.
Yeah, it is rude. Guys, stick to time. Time management is very important.
Get on with it. All right. Lots of people want to know all about you. All right. Tseppi, how tall are you from Palesa?
I'm 1.73.
Okay. Tseppi, let's play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
This is from Ronaldo Leguin.
Mm-hmm.
Says, number one, Musi Maimane. Number two, Donald Trump. Number three, Mkebo Dlamini. Fuck, marry, kill. What a great game. Go on.
Kill Donald.
Okay. You're going to marry or bang Mkebo or Musi?
How does he look?
Mkebo Dlamini. He's not a bad looking guy, right?
Okay.
He's not a bad looking dude.
Let's find a picture for you.
But I'll definitely fuck my money.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you think he's hot?
He's cute. Huh.
And he's got a good brain, right? Smart guy. He's got like leadership potential.
Actually, I don't mean following politics is actually quite bad.
No, it's not. It's probably very healthy. Okay, yeah. Here's a picture of Mkebo Dlamini.
Show Tseppi there.
Disgusting.
Oh, really? Disgusting. Not average looking. He's not a bad... Is he disgusting?
Disgusting.
Okay. Jesus. Yo, you may not have a type, but you
she
definitely
up
have
in her hand.
High standards. high standards.
She's just... Flax, bring that bucket in here. Bring in the shit can from the toilet. She needs a shit can. She's just, I can't believe that. What a response. Tseppi, from an objective perspective, says Andile, look at Ben. Tell us, how big is his head? Is it much too big for his body? Because that's my assumption.
Yeah, he's kind of cool.
You like that?
He's okay, man. It's not huge. It fits in his body.
Wow. All right. Andile, sorry about that. Andile was hoping for a rude response there. It's not disgusting. Like
No.
All right. Tsepi, this is from Sizwe. Mm-hmm. Do you watch The Road on Mzansi?
I did watch it.
Yes.
But it's done now.
It's done now. Yeah, exactly.
I worked on it, so I enjoyed watching my work.
There we go. You're not one of those people who says, I never watch my own work.
No, man, that's so lame. I record everything that I'm going to be on.
And you have to check it out. Yeah. Otherwise, how do you know if you're any good?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you improve?
Mm-hmm.
Please fill us in on AKA and Les. Tell us if Michael Flax is really friends with these guys. Flax hangs around on the periphery of these things. He imagines that he's very good friends with AKA.
Yeah.
Of course, AKA doesn't know who the hell he is, right?
When Flex gets blue ticked by somebody like Espanyol Vest, his whole world comes crashing down on him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because in his head, they're all boys. They hang out.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever been at their house at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen you there.
Are you part of the FIFA Sunday group on...
No, actually, I'm there like Fridays before the club.
I do Sundays.
Saturdays.
That's when I'm free.
Oh yeah, I'm never there on a Sunday.
Fridays, I got chill.
The way to rank people these days is to find out what WhatsApp groups they're on.
Yeah.
So, what groups do you have, and who do we need to
know?
I'm
not in any group.
Really?
Except I just have a sibling group.
Oh,
with my siblings.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate groups.
That's a powerful group, though. I mean, the Wundla siblings.
Yeah. lot of pressure in that group to excel.
Oh, yeah.
So many people asking questions of you this morning, so we're going to leave some of those for a moment. I want us to play a game where we rank the It Girls.
Okay.
So we've got, and feel free to add names to the mix here, but I want to come up with the actual list. And we will submit this list to all the publications for review.
Okay,
but
cool.
I want us to rank, let's just say, the top six It Girls in South Africa, okay?
Okay.
So let's go, and we're gonna play this game. You can play along if you would like to. Anybody can join in. And if you have any suggestions for names that we might leave out, this is your chance. All right. First of all, let's put Kelly Kumalo in there, okay? You don't think so?
No.
But I'm gonna put her down. Let's put Bonang, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, let's put Mini Dlamini.
Yes.
Let's put Boiti. Okay. Let's put... who else is an It Girl right
Sarah
now?
Sarah Langer.
Okay.
Oh, she got married, right?
Yeah, she's okay. So happy. I'm so happy for her.
She's such a gorgeous woman.
Who else? We just need a couple more names.
This is so tricky.
Flax, do you have any names you want to add in?
Jessica Nkosi.
Jessica Nkosi.
Kia, yes.
Okay, Jessica.
Nomzamo.
Nomzamo, right. Got you.
Have you put Boiti on the list?
Yeah, we got Boiti.
Yeah, she's on.
Okay. All right, let's take these. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
That's 7 altogether. We can only fit 6 on the list, so someone's going to get left out. Out of these people, who's the least it at the moment? Sarah, Kelly, Bonang, Mini, Boiti, Jessica, Nomzamo.
Okay, I'm going to put like the beefs aside. So,
yeah, no beef.
No beef. Kelly.
Just in terms of their total power and influence on society at the moment.
Least.
Least of those seven.
It'd be either. You're right.
Come on.
But everyone was talking about Sarah's engagement and.
Okay.
But Boiti also has the sissy boy thing going. So it's tricky between. Okay, let's put Sarah at number 6 and then 5 Boiti.
Okay, Sarah is at 6. 5 is Boiti.
Yeah.
Who is near the top? We've got...
Bonang would definitely be number 1.
You think Bonang's number 1?
Yes.
She's the number 1 It Girl.
Yes. No one does it like her.
Okay.
And then I'll put Minnie...
You don't think people are maybe starting to go off the boil there? Because there's a lot of pressure from below with Minnie and Boiti and the rest of them.
No.
Minnie's there. Minnie's up there, right?
No.
Number 2, 3?
I'll put Minnie number 2.
Minnie's at number 2, right?
Number 3 would be Nomzamo.
Number 3 is Nomzamo, really?
Yeah.
What's her power? Puma, what's her power play here?
Puma, and now she's doing a lot of work right now. Like I see a lot of social media, like her working with H&M.
All right. And then at number 4, we've only really got one place for either Jessica or Kelly. Is Kelly off the list?
Yeah, Kelly's off the list. So
you
Jessica,
think she's done?
Yeah. Actually, I might put Jessica number 6, actually. So let's swap.
Oh.
So let's move Boiti to 4.
Okay.
Jessica 5.
Okay, and then Sarah 6. Wow, what a list. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the official list. All right. At number 6, Sarah. Number 5, Jessica. Number 4, Boiti. Number 3, Nomzamo. Number 2, Menenhle. Number 1, Bonang. That's it. That's the list. Officially, that is the list. There is no one on this list who doesn't matter, and there are lots of people who are not on this list that nobody cares about. Right? It's done. How about the it guys? Who are the guys on the lists? Come on. Who are the most important men in South Africa in terms of fashion, in terms of celebrity, in terms of influence, social media,
Maps.
Maps Maponyane. Are you sick of him?
Yes.
I'm sick of him.
I love him, but...
I love him too, but my
goodness
God.
Goodness gracious,
could
me.
One man get any more work? It's out of control.
It is, right?
Open up the goddamn industry.
I agree.
Right? Oh, there are others of us with penises who could do with some work. Maps Maponyane cleaning up everything.
Yeah, Lunga.
Lunga Tshabalala. Mm-hmm. Very good looking guy, that, right?
No.
You don't think so? You wouldn't go there?
No.
Jesus.
She's right. Very picky. Yes.
No, I'm not time. Because my friend is there, so that's not my place. Okay. I don't go after people's exes.
Okay.
But yeah, so-called friends.
Purely on looks?
He's cute. He's too pretty for me. He's too pretty.
All right, who else have we got on the list of it guys?
Wade.
Who's Wade?
The Olympian.
Oh, Wade Funnicker.
Yes.
Oh, he's definitely on there, right?
So hot.
She just licked her hand. She thinks
and
he's so hot.
And we were like, I was undressed in front of him. We did a shoot together. Mm. It was so awkward. And I met him in my underwear. And I was like, Shabbat, I am not toned right now. And he was also in his underwear. And I was just like, goodness gracious.
Did you see the size of the penis?
No, he was facing the other way. I wish I did.
Did you appraise his package?
I couldn't see it. I just saw his ass. He's got
cute ass. Because you would do that. I mean, you're a hot-blooded female.
Yes, I always look there, especially in sweatpants.
Of course you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys stealing looks off of each other when you thought the other wasn't
Wade
looking? Because now you're both there.
Yeah. I don't know about him.
He was an unexpected entry into the list. All right, who else is on the it guys list? Any suggestions, welcome.
Yeah.
AKA?
Yes.
Okay.
How
about Nasty C?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on there. He's up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about Somizi?
Yeah. Song, yeah. Come on. Song, yes, is always going to be there, right? You like Somizi?
Yes, I do. He's a sweetheart.
He's a very powerful and influential man in the
he
community.
Really is.
Mm-hmm. Let's not mess around. Okay, so out of these 6, who's at the top of the list right now? The most desired man in South Africa? Maps, Lunga, Wade, aka Nasty C, Somizi.
Nasty C.
Okay, he's at number 1.
Yeah, I mean, Future introduced him on stage on Saturday.
Okay, true. Number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Come
number
on.
Number 2, Maps.
Okay. Maponyane is there.
3, a.k.a.
Okay, wow.
4, Somizi.
Okay.
And then 5.
Lunga or Wade?
Lunga.
Lunga, and then Wade brings up the rear. Okay, very good. Okay, there it is. You want to hear the complete list, ladies and gents? Here it is, straight out of the mouth of Tsepi Vundla this morning. The list of men, starting at number 6, Wade Funnicker, who had to win gold at the Olympics to impress her.
Very
Lunga Tshabalala, Somizi Mhlongo, aka at number 3, number 2, Maps Maponyane, and then at number 1, Nasty C.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've ranked everybody. This could be your new positioning. People might come to you for all this sort of thing from now on.
Mm, I don't know.
You might be the queen of influence.
You know, as long as I'm getting a check, Gareth, and it makes sense to my brand and to me.
Well, listen, I reckon if anyone is not following you yet, they need to be paying attention on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, because this is where the action's at. I love how honest and open you've been. I'm hoping there are no bad vibes between you and Catlicious out there.
I hope so too.
Yeah, I mean, you're both such gorgeous girls.
She's very pretty, and I enjoy it on The Queen.
Yeah, she's on the up and up. Everywhere. You're on the up and up too. I reckon the two of you should be on that it girl list. And you're certainly in that bubbling under category, which means that it's only a matter of time.
Hopefully. We'll see, man. It's not something I look up to as long as my work is seen. That's all that matters to me.
All right, gorgeous. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
It's a pleasure to see you. And thanks for hanging with us today. All right, everybody. Tsepi Vundla. Very nice. Mubs, what a morning. What a Monday.
Yes, it is the beginning of the week. I keep forgetting that. It's because we're headed downhill into the, you know,
We have only just begun.
The festive period.
That's right. What do you want, Ben? What's going on here?
He's
Ben needs to talk
outside.
To me.
There seems to be a paper problem, so I emailed you the unnews.
Oh, very good. Okay, here it is, the unnews for us to wrap it up with this morning. Everybody, be happy and be calm and be safe out there on the roads. You know there are a lot of people who don't know how to drive whenever it's wet, and we don't need them screwing up your day. All right? Ben, I'm trying to open this thing, and then we can get cracking with the unnews. This is all that remains for us to do today, and then we'll hand over to Ari and Kat. Don't forget, coming up on cliffcentral.com this morning, we've got Auto Trader and the Auto Central show. That's brought to you by Auto Trader. They're going to be doing lots of interesting stuff. Hey, do you want to quickly tell me what's going on there? Tyron, come up to the microphone. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy.
I'm scared I'm going to get germs from Ben.
Yeah. Stay away from Ben. What's happening today on Auto Central?
The Carl Army Motorsports Festival, which was absolutely amazing. Really was good.
Someone I know was there, and they said that they went for a bunch of really interesting laps and some very smart cars.
Yeah, well, look, it was a big racing event this weekend. So for those un-petrol head kind of people like myself, it was an opener in motorsports, completely not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mullet convention downstairs in the pit area, but you know, the racing was top class, really was good. So we're gonna unpack some of that, and looking at the future of the transport industry in South Africa and some other cool stuff.
Excellent. I'm looking forward
Magic.
To that. All right, very
thanks,
nice
guys.
That's Auto Central on cliffcentral.com from 9 to 10. Ben is on with the Bounce Show. He's got a dead devil speed racer. What do you call them? Superbike driver.
Superbike riders.
Rider. Driver rider.
Champion superbike rider.
Thank you very much, Ben. All right. All of that coming up. And then, of course, the leadership platform with Adrian Groenewald. That's brought to you by Sibanye Gold. Don't miss that this afternoon with everything to do with leadership. Here's what you need to know to start your day. Jacob Zuma has beefed up his security as he feels more vulnerable than ever. This means that he has progressed from troubled leader to paranoid principal in the security stakes. The one security notch below delirious dictator is the place he's assumed now, something that experts say will be reached by the end of the year. And as more and more women come forward accusing Donald Trump of sexual abuse, he's decided to change his running mate to take a bit of the heat off. As of today, Bill Cosby will now be the Republican vice presidential candidate. Mike Pence is said to be fully understanding of this move. And finally, the Proteas have gotten off to a solid start down under in Australia, and they're really taking to playing with the much spoken about pink ball. They steamrolled the Cricket Australia 11, but there was mostly a team made up of average blokes and boozers, many of their batsmen trying to get Dale Steyn's autograph between deliveries. We shall see you tomorrow.
This is CliffCentral.com.